This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boom Buzz Nigeria.
You moved into the house with less than 100,000 followers, if I'm correct. I may be wrong. But
11,000.
11,000 followers.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you got out and you saw a million followers? Because you clocked a million followers that night.
So for me, like, I didn't think coming out I would meet a million followers, because me and Neil had a bet that week.
Okay.
He was like, I'm going out to 700k. I said, no way, it's not going to be up to. And like, we had a bet, and I came out and I'm like, whoa. It was really surprising, because I felt like, because the show was shorter than usual, maybe it won't really jigger.
Now it was overwhelming. So now that you're out of the house, what's next for you?
For me, it's all about growth. Anywhere I can grow myself, increase myself, my brand. I'm working on my shoe line, trying to expand. I'm like thinking about furthering my degree.
Oh, where? Nigeria or outside the country?
I really don't know yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. And like, I've been working on my foundation, something to tackle gender-based violence. Yeah, so that's what's in the works for now.
So you got into the house and, you know, you had this really striking personality. I'm not even talking about your follower and everything. And you got entangled with about three guys in the first week. Was that a strategy, or you just love to actually, you know, mix with guys?
I don't think in the first week I got entangled with guys, though. Because in the first week, me and Ozo had spoken just once. I'd had a conversation just once. It was just the people in the house that made it seem like we were a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because he had said, we did like a truth or dare game, asked everybody, who do you like and stuff. So, I don't think I was entangled with anybody. And it was just me. It was the same way I was with Ozo in the first week. It was the same way I was with every single
guy. But then there was Prince at some point, and then there was Kibwaya in the background. So what was it, you know, that you were trying to do with them?
I wasn't trying to do anything with them. Like, Kid was just there. We're all in the same space. Kid was a friend. You know, we related because I feel like we're similar in some way. Yeah, he's really, you know, I like to say younger hearts, playful and stuff. So that's the way I am too. I feel like that's why we related. But it's crazy how people misconstrued it to be me liking him. Like, nah.
Okay, since you got out of the house, what has been the most shocking thing you've heard about yourself, that you saw your phone and you're like, me? Nah, I can't be me.
Okay, that has to be that I killed my parents.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, how evil could people be? Yeah, I came out and I read some tweets and stuff, and I saw it and I'm like, okay. It has to be that one.
Okay. So what is the situation with you and Ozo now? Because, you know, everybody watched the show the night before, and then he came to the party and you're pretty upset about him ignoring you. I actually saw when, you know, he came and said hi, right? But maybe because he had shades on, you probably didn't see. But why were you so upset, seeing that you wanted Ozo to actually give you space?
The space, let me tackle the space aspect first. Ozo was like my best friend in the house. We were always together, you know. Anywhere you see me, you'd see him. But at some point, I kind of felt like it wasn't the best thing for our game, especially for his, because at some point, like, he had a strike, and, you know, people throw comments here and there, you know, making it look like it was my fault. So I didn't want to say, oh no, it's not my fault, let's still be close. So for me, it was like, maybe this closeness is affecting him in some way. So like, just do you, when we're out of the house, you know, we can be friends. But what's the other part of the question?
Don't worry, I forgot it. are you guys good now?
We're good 100.
Another thing I want to clear, because you know, you wouldn't let Ozo, you know, dance with you if at parties, but once you see Lekon, there was just this vibe with you and Lekon. What was it that was different with the way you were with Lekon, and what was different with the way you were with Ozo?
For Ozo, it was like I didn't want to pass the wrong signals. You know, I'm not a good dancer. The only thing I know how to do is twerk.
Mm.
So I don't want to now, you know, be dancing and it'll come off the wrong way or he'll take it, especially because like the first weeks in the house, I kept getting questions about, do you feel like you're leading him on? So for me, it was like, I'm going to avoid doing this so it doesn't seem like, so he doesn't get the wrong signal, basically. But with Lekon, it's like, I know me and Lekon, there is nothing. So whether I twerk, I know there's nothing, so.
Okay, you guys have heard it now. There's nothing.
Absolutely. People thought there was something with
you. Yeah, nobody could understand why you were feeling so free with Lekon. Then when it came to Ozo, you were just like, move.
No, Lekon is a great guy. He's a great guy.
Okay. All right. Who's, when you got out of the house, which nomination shocked you the most? Or have you seen clips or you haven't?
No.
You haven't been able to watch the show?
I haven't. The only one I've heard about was Prince. I heard Prince was always nominating me.
That's the thing with you and Prince. I don't think after that second week that you guys were close, I don't think you guys ever spoke again in the house except during SAS. What happened?
For me, it was just like there were a lot of people I didn't really speak to except it was necessary.
But like, with Prince, you guys were quite
close. And then we fell out. We fell out, so the reason for the fallout was I'm really big on loyalty. Like, it was an issue I had, and the people who I was close to in the house are people I felt had my back.
So Prince didn't have
your back? That's how I felt at the time. Because I remember the day I had like the altercation with Lucy.
Okay.
I felt like, you know, he didn't even come to, you know, hear my side of the story. So I felt like he didn't really have my back. And, you know, it's like me and somebody are fighting and you're like my closest friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just there. You're not even jiggered. And after that, you don't see the need to come and meet me and say, okay, what happened? So that's how I felt at that time.
So the last question before we go into the, because like, I know you're tired of answering the same question. So the night that Erica was disqualified, one of the things that triggered it was during the party when you were talking with Kid, and then she was like, do you like Kid? Do you want Kid? Did you feel that you could have, you know, done things separate? If you had done things differently, she wouldn't have been disqualified.
No, I don't think I had any role to play in a disqualification. I didn't even know what happened, but from what I heard, it was, you know, whether she and Prince, she poured water on the bed and, you know, talking into the camera and stuff. So I don't think it had anything to do with me, because that night, I don't know if it was that night, but I told her, with Kid, there's nothing. And there's really nothing, because the way I am, if I want something, I will go for it.
So you're saying if you wanted Kid, you'd have.
If I actually wanted, I would have gone for it, like, regardless of anything. But, like, that's not what I wanted. Like, it was far from that. And, like, I don't know how. People just paired me to a lot of guys in the house, and it's crazy how people just think I would want every single guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That brings me to Lucy now. You had quite a very, very interesting, you know, fight with Lucy at some point. So when you had the fight and she said the things she said, did you feel, I know you would have felt bad, but did you feel to change who you are as a person or not?
Change who I am?
Yeah.
Crazy, because I don't even remember the things she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, it didn't affect me at all. Okay. Fights don't things people say don't get to me at all, especially when it doesn't really matter.
What was the first thing you bought outside the house?
I haven't bought anything.
Like, nothing. Okay.
Everything I've gotten has been gifts. Every single thing.
Okay. Yes. Swallow or junk food?
Swallow.
Tongues or boy shorts?
Boy shorts.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Ozo or Kipwire?
Ozo!
Kill, kiss or marry? Ozo, new, Lagos.
Hey, why you gotta put me in the spot like that though? Kill, kiss or marry? Oh my god. Nah. I wouldn't kill any of them.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
If they have Kidwire, Ozo and Lagos. I mean, kiss. Who will you kiss? Kidwire, Ozo, or Lagos?
Ozo.
Marry Kidwire, Ozo, Lagos.
Ozo.
Favorite city to live in?
Abuja.
Okay. The first phone you ever used?
Blackberry.
Wow. What's the weirdest place you've had today?
Red. In the pool?
Okay. Who is likely to get married first? V. Tolani.
V. Tolani Lucy. V. No. Tolani. I'd say Lucy.
Okay. Who's likely to go to jail? New. Kidwire. Lagos.
New. New.
Describe Lucy in three words.
Fire. Strong. Open.
Okay, describe me in three words.
Smart. Sexy. Sassy.
Describe Ozo in three words.
Intelligent. Perfect. Okay. Such a perfect gentleman. Intelligent, perfect, sporty.
Okay, the last person, describe Kidwire in three words.
Kid.
Player.
Kid, player. As in kid, K-I-D. Player, then. What else? I don't know, I'm serious.
Okay, so what's the loudest you can shout?
The loudest I can shout?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I can shout.
What happened to your voice?